News release. Sunset Speedway. The GD Coats used car superstore late models returned after a month layoff and everyone was ready to get back to action. Jordan Howe set quick time in qualifying and led the field to green for feature No. 1. Howes took the early lead in the race before a caution brought him back to the field. On the restart, Rick Spencer-Walt got the jump on Howes and took over the race lead. Howes battled back with the two running side by side for a number of laps before Howes slipped past and scored his first win of the season. I can't say enough about battling with Ricky. We ran side by side and raced respectfully, never put a mark on either car and battled for the win, an elated Howes said from victory lane. We got all the good out of the right rear tire battling underneath Ricky, so we will have to hope for a good invert on feature 2 to see if we can do it again. Feature number 2 for the GD Coats used car superstore late models was a wild one to say the least. An early three-wide battle saw Rick Spencer-Walt facing the wrong way with Gord Shepherd and Travis Halliburton being sent to the rear as involved cars. Jordan Howes made a daring three-wide move, threading the needle and passing Dwayne Baker and Dustin Momborquette to grab the lead. As the race moved on, Gord Shepherd methodically worked his way from the tail of the field to take the lead late in the going, holding off a late race charge from Billy Zardo to collect his second win of the season. We had an interesting night. Some of it our own doing and some not, but it worked out in the end, Shepherd said with a chuckle in victory lane. We have some bodywork to do this week, but a win will make it a little easier when we get back to the shop. The late models are back in action this Saturday for the Boss Hog Twin 35s as part of Innisfil Ribfest and fan appreciation. The competition is closing in, but for now the $2,000 bounty remains unclaimed as Andy Kamrath led every lap of the Seton Structures modified feature, continuing his undefeated season. I knew Sean Murray has more motor than me and was looking for a way by early, but I knew if I could be smooth I would be able to get away over the long run, a joyous Kamrath remarked. Everyone's playing the tire game and we are conserving what we can, but it's getting tougher every time out as everyone finds more speed. All we can do is focus on our program and make the car as fast as possible. The Seton Structures Modifieds will enjoy some downtime and will return on August 26. Nick Tooley dominated the majority of the St. Ange Recreation Superstock feature, but ultimately it was Sean Chenoweth with a late race move to come away with his first Sunset victory. I could see Nick was losing drive off and I just didn't fall off as much as he did and we were able to get by. I wanted to race him as clean as possible since I am visiting. I don't want to disrupt the points battle, said an elated Chenoweth. We unloaded late today and missed practice. We ran Delaware last night and got tore down in tech, so we spent all day putting the car back together. We left home at 2:50 this afternoon to haul up here and couldn't believe how good the car was with no practice or changes. The St. Ange Recreation Superstocks will be part of Ribfest and fan appreciation as well this coming Saturday, July 29. Amanda Balzan has been close a few times this year to finding Sunset's victory lane with the LUDUH-designated driver's hot rods and was finally able to do so after a great battle with Tom Walters. Stompin' Tom jumped to the early lead and set sail from the rest of the field. As the event closed in on the halfway mark, a caution restacked the field. Walters chose the inside lane for the restart, putting Balzan to his outside. Walters started to inch ahead, but Balzan was able to stay to his outside and with a big runoff of turn 2 she cleared Walters for the race lead, bringing the capacity crowd to its feet. A second caution slowed things again and when they lined up for the restart Balzan chose the outside and was able to use the same runoff of turn 2 to clear Walters and score the win. Once we got to second and Walters was gone, Kelly was on the radio telling me to save my tires. When we got going and got clear I knew I had it, but the second caution had me worried, Balzan explained. Tom is so good that I thought I'd shown my hand on what I was going to do on the restart and he was going to get ahead of me. It's been a long time coming with the hot rod to get this win. It's my first win on the new configuration of Sunset and I can't thank the people behind me who helped make this happen. The LUDUH designated driver's hot rods return on August. 19 is part of the Steve Slaughter Classic. Current points leader Doug Butler was able to return to the top step of the podium after a pair of runner-up finishes to Tyler Seboyer in his last two outings. We ran some old tires in the qualifying races and decided to go with new ones for the feature. I went to Tyler's outside for the pass and was able to slowly get there. It was some great racing side by side, and hopefully it put on a show for the fans. The Stuke Energy Mini Stocks compete in a 25-lap feature this Saturday for fan appreciation and Ribfest. Del Freiberger broke through for his first Sunset Speedway feature win with the CPS Junior Late Models. The Canadian Equipment Outfitters 20 saw some of the best junior late model racers from across the province come to battle Sunset's weekly racers. Freiberger would jump to the early lead and hold off late race charges from Grayson Masson to score the win in the big race. "This is my first win here. It's great to be able to do it with a large crowd and all the first responders here," Freiberger said with a big smile. "I've raced with Grayson and know he is fast. He would challenge me on the restarts and I would be able to get away after a few laps. I can't thank my dad for all he does to help get us here to constantly working on the car. It feels great to win at Sunset." Speedway notes. A packed house took in Westies Equipment First Responders Night with special guests Innisfil Mayor Lynn Dolan, South Simcoe Police Chief John Van Dyke and Barrie Innisfil MP John Brassard. Free admission was given to all first responders courtesy of Canadian Equipment Outfitters. The night was organized by longtime Sunset racer Bob Finmore, whose team also ran a 50/50 for the Mikey Network, raising over $2,000 for the charity organization. Innisfil Ribfest comes to Sunset this Friday, Saturday and Sunday, bringing four of North America's best rib teams to Sunset. While that is going on, Sunset will run its fan appreciation night on Saturday with discounted admission and an on-track autograph session. Also announced is a $300 to win spectator race at intermission. Ribfest opens at noon each day and racing starts at 6 p.m. on Saturday night. Monster trucks come to Sunset on August 5 and 6 with the Throttle Out Productions Monsters in Mutiny Tour. Six monster trucks will battle it out in a Western Canada versus Ontario battle of racing, skills and freestyle competitions. There will also be freestyle motocross with riders jumping over 40 feet in the air pulling off some of the wildest tricks. On Saturday, August 5, the pit party starts at 5 p.m., with the event starting at 7 p.m. on Sunday, August 6. The pit party starts at 11 a.m. with the event getting underway at 1 p.m.